So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the conjunction of material and spiritual in Krishna's pastimes is there to illustrate the methodical nature of bhakti. While devotees perform sadhana bhakti in the form of hearing and chanting about Krishna, they also enjoy the six material sense objects, which is a secondary effect of bhakti. At that time, the devotee cries out pitifully, O Krishna, because of this enjoyment, I will fall into the dark well of material existence. When a devotee shows fear of material enjoyment, gradually the tendency to enjoy matter subsides. Then bhakti in the form of hearing and chanting Krishna's names, glorifying his transcendental forms, qualities and pastimes, and serving the Lord in various ways, becomes prominent. Finally, Krishna himself, the ocean of all wonderful forms and qualities, appears within the devotee.
Within or before?
Within the devotee.
Uh-huh.
Devotee cries out pitifully. So he specifically says that
it seems like they're talking about almost nishtha. Early nishtha. Someone spiritually situated, he's got anartas. And as he wants to give them up, then chanting and hearing increases in taste and attachment.
Yeah, I noticed also in the verse in 11th canto, the verse, having awakened faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted with sense gratification, knowing that all sense gratification leads to suffering, but still not being able to give it up. My devotee should continue to worship me with faith and remain happy, because my devotee knows that even though sense gratification leads to suffering, he sincerely repents. And when you read that sense gratification, you would think, you know, that, oh, attachment to sense gratification, can't give it up. But in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary to that verse, as translated by Banu Maharaj, he describes it as attachment to Vedic rituals.
As?
Attachment to Vedic rituals.
Uh-huh.
Still has some attachment to Vedic rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, yeah, I'm just, this additional point.
Vedic ritual, in our case, I mean religiosity, not that religiosity causes us too much problem, being politically correct and fitting in within the social framework and social milieu. There's a sort of an equivalent of something like that. So devotees just accept bhakti for what it is instead of trying to gloss it over or sort of sweeten it up. Sweeten up bhakti.
Also, piety. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jiva Dhamma makes it very clear, you know, that of how one can engage in pious activities, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's bhakti. And I think it quotes Dhamma Shastras about the 10 activities of Dharma.
As Prabhupada, when he was talking about Jayananda Prabhu's departure, he said if you had any desire, you'd still go to heavenly planets. And then from there, he would go back to Godhead, which is interesting.
Yeah. He said, and from there he would go back to Godhead? Did he say that?
That's cool. So, look.
I don't have it in my phone.
I think that's there. Yeah. And then when he heard what he went through, then he said, no, he went back to Godhead.
Yeah, right. When you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, going back to Godhead.
I should read?
No, when you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it really gives you a sense that going back to Godhead is really far. a lot of diversions.
A lot of diversion for him, but no diversion for the Brahman, Mathura Brahman. Just one life.
I guess it's because of
Sarupa. Kripa Siddha. He was actually a Kripa Siddha. He wasn't a sadhana. He did no sadhana. He heard, and even then he couldn't relate. So ultimately, Sarup just embraced him and bestowed him with prema bhakti. Yeah. But that is the Gauranga factor.
What you sent to me yesterday. Our Lord Chaitanya has given everybody.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu isn't here, and so Lord Chaitanya is really giving it, and the understanding certainly never that, and it's going to take you who knows how long. Otherwise, what was the point of giving something if? In time of cultivation, you could get it. So we've got, it gives it. And that makes a very special panchatattva. Just distribute, rob the storehouse of love of God and distribute it.
But there's still a qualification for obtaining it.
For taking, for cultivating, but so many statements in the Bhagavatam about, you know, going back to Godhead. And it'll happen. It happens. Everyone seems to be saying it. We're impatient because it's taken us a lifetime.
A lifetime.
At least the one that we see in this life.
Yeah. Yeah. Such an investment. Such an investment.
And so many verses in the Bhagavatam about this concept of preaching, about giving spiritual knowledge to others.
What to speak of Krishna? Yaidam paramam guyam adbhaktesha
bhajasati. Yeah, this like a lot. There's a lot.
Shouldn't there be a certain quality in the knowledge given?
Kali Yuga, everything that you give is, you know, more than anybody else is getting anyway. Of Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma. It's also referred to often as process of Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma.
Then what should we consider Kaitava Dharma?
Impure bhakti. I guess if you want to be strict, someone is doing bhakti for some other purpose. Karma, again, a mixture of so many mixtures.
And Bhakti Tattva Viveka goes into that in detail.
Yeah. I can't even remember them all. Karma, Mishragana, Bhakti, Abhasa,
yeah.
Pratibimba,
yeah.
Bhakti, and so many.
Okay.
And the most glorious thing is that the foremost of enlightened persons, the Lord Himself, while drowning in an ocean of love for His dear devotees, cannot always remember what he has done and what he's going to do. Commentary. Isn't perfect knowledge an automatic byproduct of love of God? Why then are the pure devotees of Goloka so forgetful? Yes, to one who has prema, omniscience comes naturally, but prema, being all-powerful, can redefine what is knowledge and what is ignorance. The personality of God in himself, by the influence of his yoga maya, also forgets what he did before, but though he often forgets, he sometimes remembers if it serves the purpose of his pastimes. I wonder what an example of that is, his remembering.
His remembering? Well, it doesn't... Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described that in the Bhagavat Machandrika, that he has to be Sarvajna in order to be conscious of the devotees who are engaged in spontaneous devotional service throughout the universe and to reciprocate with their prayers. Because if you try to tell them that Super Soul is doing it, they could never accept it.
Well, he forgets and remembers. Or, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Puaju. Many births, both you and I have had. But I can remember them, you can't.
That's not Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Is it?
Huh?
Bahunam Janmanam. That's Sabaha Rasadola Bahuras.
Yeah. How does it start?
I forget. I just remember the English.
John McCarm.
No. Many, many births both you and I had. I can remember all of them, but you cannot. I forget the Sanskrit.
So it starts off with... Imam vivashate yogam prokta mahavyam vidashva malave praha manuru vakshave yuravet evam parampara praptam imam raja arshayo vidhu sakalani amata yogo nastupyanta saivayam meyate da yoga prokta puratana bhakto simi sakacheti rahasati tanutam. And then Arjuna Vacha.
Aparam bhavato janma.
What is it?
Param janma vivasvata. Katam etad vijaniyam tvam adau proktavaniti.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha.
Uh-huh.
And first, what's the first word?
Bahuni.
Bahuni, maybe Titani, Janmani Tabacharya.
Janmani Tabacharya.
Tani Hamvida Sarvani Dotham Veta Parantapa.
Right.
The pastimes of the Lord are ever existing and purely spiritual, formed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Of their own accord, those pastimes attracted to the Lord's lotus feet to engage in service, follow him everywhere, supplying the entourage and paraphernalia for each occasion. Let me read that again. Of their own accord, those pastimes attracted to the Lord's lotus feet to engage in service, follow him everywhere, supplying the entourage and paraphernalia for each occasion. Commentary. Krishna's pastimes are Satcharanandamayi, composed of Sat, eternal existence, Chit, full awareness, and Ananda, pure ecstasy. In this context, the suffix mayi could mean either identity or transformation. In other words, since Krishna's leelas are a display of Krishna's internal energy, they are not different from him, and they are also a manifestation of transcendental variety. There are never any defects in Krishna's leelas, even when Krishna seems to behave like an ordinary person. Quote, the ladies of the neighborhood complained to Yashoda, when Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, oh, you are a thief, and artificially express anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, I am not a thief, you are a thief. Sometimes being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. Well, that's an interesting topic. But now, our dear friend Yashoda, this expert thief, is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes all the gopis would look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful, so that his mother would not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of continuing to complain about him, they would simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda would mildly smile at all this fun, and she would not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. To Krishna's feet, his pastimes are attracted by their own desire to serve him, and they are attracted by the service attitude of his devotees. In the words of Sri Vishnu Purana, quote, the pastimes of the Lord of the universe unfold by their sweet will as he imitates the activities of living beings embodied as humans. So this is a... I don't know whether it ever comes up as a question in people's mind, but if, you know, Krishna and his associates are completely in Naralila, then do they go to the bathroom like ordinary human beings? And whereas, you know, the scent of it may be much different, but the event seems to be the same. It happens. They do it.
Is it just to serve the pastime?
Urologists over there.
Are you saying it's just to serve the pastime?
Is it just to serve the pastime? Well, everything's serving the pastime. They're acting like humans, and that's what humans do.
Well, for Krishna to serve the pastime.
Huh?
For Krishna, it's to serve the pastime.
And not anybody else. It's like a little strange, isn't it? And there are the conditioned souls who are doing it, and the liberated souls aren't. Interesting topic. It must be going on.
Because everything here is a perverted reflection of what goes on in spiritual life.
It must be going on.
There's certainly no reference.
There's a reference here. is referenced here.
But that's Krishna.
Now, in Vilap Kusumanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami talks about Radharani's commode.
Uh-huh.
And washing commode is her hair.
Hair, yeah.
So that's sort of two. And brushing teeth and scraping the tongue and other bodily functions, why not? Taking bath. Everyone takes bath. Even though we've got spiritual bodies.
But if everything there is spiritual substance, kind of hard to understand.
It is hard to understand.
I mean, we know, who is it, Lord Rishabhdev?
And they don't, you know, it isn't like they go carrying her on, like, you know, what's... I mean, it's just a regular affair for them. There's nothing. They don't mention it as something special. Foo, and he, you know, does this thing. We never heard of this before.
Well, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Lord Chaitanya is always going to do his midday duties.
Yeah, midday duties, Gopal. What's the name? He went to the toilet and he was biting his tongue, and then when he came out, then Dhyanananda's guru is Gopal Guru Goswami, and that's the Chaitanya Charitamrita, yeah. They do their midday duties. So, anyway, I think we've explored that topic enough.
Yes.
Yeah. O Brahman. Thus, I have told you about Goloka's unique, most extreme greatness and sweetness, which flow everywhere like a flooding river. Text. The mature Brahman said, after striving for so long in so many ways, and with so many desires in your heart, you achieved Krishna's abode. Now that he is gone to Madhupuri, where will you reside, and how will you live? Uh-huh. Now that he's gone to Madhupuri. Well, let's see what the commentary. For a very long time, Gop Kumar had harbored the desire to see Gopal Gave and join him in his pastimes. Now Gop Kumar has finally reached his destination, Goloka Vrindavan, but Krishna has left Vrindavan to go to Mathura. Under the circumstances, how can Gop Kumar tolerate living in Braj, and since he's attached to the countryside where Krishna performed his childhood pastimes, how can he consider living in Mathura? I don't know why. Where did that come up? I mean, it's not that he just said he's coming and going. Didn't say that, well, and now he's headed off again to Mathura.
Yeah.
Tried so long, so many ways. Now that he has gone to Mathura, it makes more sense. When he goes to Madhupuri, how do you reside and how do you live? Instead of thinking that now, that doesn't seem any context.
Yeah, all that he said is he goes and comes back, and every time they forget,
mm-hmm.
because they have no conscious awareness of past and future.
How? now that he is gone. Krishna Madhupurim Yate, having gone, Yate, the sense, the tense seems like having gone, will reside, Kutra, where? I guess that's where it is, and that Yate instead of Yata. But I don't know. I don't know. Having gone. Okay. Shisharup Uvacha. Shisharup said, by the order of the Lord, I and all devotees like me continue to live in Braj in the company of Nanda and the others whose moods resemble ours. Commentary. When Krishna left Braj, he gave special instructions to the new devotees who had come to his abode on the strength of his mercy and their spontaneous Raghunuga Sadhan. He told them to remain in Braj and continue to associate with great devotees like Nanda, whose ways of devotion were similar to their own. Otherwise, if the new devotees were to go to Mathura, the incompatible local mood would disturb them, and their spiritual development would be impeded. With such considerations in mind, Srihari Bhakti Shudodaya states, if an intelligent person wants to see his family prosper, he should stay with his own kind. Well, that's a very interesting thing. In Goloka, their spiritual development is they're developing spiritually.
Krishna left Raj. He gave special instructions to the new devotees who had come to his abode on the strength of his mercy and their spontaneous.
Interesting. In other words, it's not just him, there were others.
Yeah. So all those who were newly appeared on the strength of their spontaneous sadhana.
Fine. They appeared on the strength of their Raghunuga Sadhan.
And he told them to remain in Vraj and continue associating with great devotees like Nanda, whose ways of devotion were similar to their own.
That's fine.
Yeah. Otherwise, if the new devotees were to go to Mathura, the incompatible local mood would disturb them. That's clear. And their spiritual development would be impeded.
What spiritual development? I mean, what spiritual development? And that their ecstasy and their spiritual life is going to continue to blossom like everybody else's does. And they may be newer to it. I guess you could call it spiritual development, but sounds like they're making spiritual advancement in Goloka.
Yeah, you would think that's all been accomplished in Gokul.
Hmm?
You would think that's all been accomplished in Gokul.
Yeah.
By the association yeah. they had in Gokul. I mean, that's the whole essence behind manifesting in Gokul before going to Goloka, isn't it? To get trained up in this right association.
Even this, and their spontaneous Raghunuga Sadhana is interesting. Because, I mean, devotees are doing Raghunuga Sadhana, but you know, once you have bhav, you're not doing sadhan. You're sadhaka, but sadhan bhakti is up to sakti. What to speak of when you have prema, which you have to get into the spiritual world. So, you know, they're not going into the spiritual world on the strength of Raghunuga Sadhan. They're going there on the strength of their prema and Krishna's mercy. I mean, it's relevant because that's what preceded it before, but it makes it sound like, you know, sadhana was the thing that preceded going to the spiritual world. But sadhana is what we're supposed to be doing somewhere else. And, I mean, he did sadhana in a lot of places.
And then in Gokul, there's no question of sadhana. It's just following in the footsteps of the Raganuga.
Well, that's the sadhana.
The Ragatmaka Bhaktis.
That's Raganuga sadhana, is follow the Ragatmikas. But when he went back to Braj, finally, then, and he met the spiritual master for the last time, then he got prema, and he fell into, when he went to Vaikuntha, he has prema. That's what it's called. That's what the chapter is called. Love of God, prema.
This one's the attainment of all desires.
Hmm?
This one's the attainment of all desires.
No, the previous one.
Oh, the previous one.
When it's in Vaikuntha, it's called prema, love of God. He's got love of God. Anyway, just some observation. This is the nature of Goloka, Krishna's world. Even in his absence, the residents want to stay. No one wants to go anywhere else. I wish I had memory left and I could memorize so many verses. I know that verse now. Tvadmaya adhaj jana isha kandito tvadanyada shastar tatatmano buddha yata charad balam hitap pitasvayam tatatvame varhati na samihitam.
Okay, which verse was that?
Prithu Maharaj saying, Lord Vishnu wants to offer benediction. Oh my Lord, people bewildered by material energy ask for so many things to benefit their family, home, wealth, and so on. He said, I just prefer to be under your shelter, and just like a father always provides whatever his son wants, so just give me whatever you think I need.
Mm-hmm. That's Prithu Maharaj to the four Kumaras.
Prithu Maharaj and Lord Vishnu, I think.
Oh, Lord Vishnu.
There, sorrow dances vigorously on the head of every kind of happiness, that's far out, and anguish gives a joy more intense than any bliss. Okay, put that at the top of the list. That's
inconceivable?
Huh?
For inconceivable, you mean?
Yeah. Commentary, in Goloka, the apparent misery of separation from Krishna is in fact the greatest happiness, and the anxiety felt by the Goloka Vasis is more ecstatic than any other pleasure. As already explained, both these contrary effects are due to the unique nature of the special love for Krishna found only in Goloka. Text. After so long having attained my desires, there I reside beyond all desires, and to my heart's content I relish the supreme and endless perfection of life. Yet the nature of that reality is such that I never feel satiated. Never then for any reason can I give up Krishna's all-attractive lotus feet smeared with kumkum from the breasts of the women of Braj, Never can I stop serving those feet with my senses, body and mind, not even for a fraction of a moment. I think I'm going to stop there. There's so many beautiful things. We still got one more night. And yeah, well, you want to finish now?
Finish what?
Let's finish.
The chapter?
Yeah. After this comes Jagadananda, the bliss of the worlds.
Yeah. There's not much left of the chapter.
Huh?
There's not much left of the chapter.
Krishna showed this most wretched person the favor of his mercy, mercy others can never hope for, enhanced with a taste of his divine sweetness. To no one should this be disclosed, yet I have recounted my story to you. Commentary. Srila Sanatana Goswami reveals early in his commentary, Srimati Radharani personally ordered Sri Sarup to enlighten the Mathura Brahmana. After staying some time in Goloka, I realized the splendid Mathura Mandal here in the mortal world is not different. After staying there for some time, he came to realize it, which answers the question, well, once you go back there, first of all, does one come back here? Well, they do come back. And the other is, do people think of this material world? Do they remember the material world? And certainly remember Gokula. Divine gopas, gopis, and cows abound in variety in Gokula, just as in Goloka. And so do the other animals and the birds and the insects and the mountains, rivers, trees and other beings. Commentary, Goloka and Gokula resemble one another down to the details of individual living beings. The individual persons playing the roles in one place may be distinct from those in the other, but the functions they serve in the pleasure pastimes of the personality of Godhead are exactly the same. Gokula's cowherd men and women and all its creatures, down to the creepers and bushes, closely resemble their counterparts in the spiritual world. Okay, that's not clear. You mean to tell me they're different living entities?
Gokula's cowherd men and women and all its creatures, down to the creepers and bushes, closely resemble their counterparts in the spiritual world.
The individual persons playing roles in one place may be distinct from those in the other. Anyway, there elsewhere, just general ideas that manifests here. That is uppercut dam.
Well, also could be referred to the newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
It could also refer to the newcomers who are in Gokul but haven't yet achieved Goloka.
Entering into upper.
No, but there's no counterpart. There's no counterpart.
Yeah,
forgetting that.
And they can't enter into upper cuts until.
Yeah.
I mean, newcomers can, but.
But. There's no counterpart.
He's
a
newcomer.
If he's a newcomer, then, okay, he's described how he's a newcomer, and how he stayed in Vraj and didn't go to Madhupuri, and then what is his identity in Prakat? The same?
Prakat is no longer here. Unless he decides to manifest. Seems like he just walks around in Aprakat. But it seems to indicate that the Aprakat, there's something different between Aprakat down here and Goloka.
although it's been clearly stated there is no difference.
Jiva Goswami is very that it's there and here, and I think Vishwanath is also quite. And this place is adorned with a never-ending stream of similar pastimes expanded by the glorious Krishna Chandra. I reside therefore sometimes here, sometimes there. No longer do I perceive any difference between these two abodes. Commentary, Sri Swarupa and his disciple under Brajabhumi on earth. Now Sri Swarupa sees no difference between the two abodes, but before he attained this realization, he had to make a great endeavor to transfer himself from Gokula to Goloka. Traveling from one to the other, back and forth, may make it seem that there is some distinction, but I'm so attached to both places that I hardly notice any difference. Commentary. Sri Swarupa perceives a distance as he moves from the middle of the material universe to the topmost limit of the spiritual sky, but to him, this distraction is insignificant. The journey is no more troublesome than the walk a farmer has to take to a field near his home. Text, neither my sight nor my hearing nor even my mind ever touches any other abode than these two. Commentary, being exclusively attached to Krishna and his abode, Sri Swarupa is oblivious to everything else. Text, my heart never thinks that the original Supreme Lord Sri Krishna or his devotees, like those present here, could ever reside anywhere else. Commentary, here Swarupa is talking only about Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, and his Braja devotees, not about the Lord's expansions like Vasudev and Dwarka and their devotees like Vasudev. From time to time I may see residents of Vaikuntha or some other places, but to my eyes they appear tormented by separation from Sri Krishna. Commentary. Sri Swarupa's vision is that of a Paramahansa situated in Brajabhav, the mood of Raj. He sees everyone, even outsiders, if they were also in that mood. When he meets devotees from Dwarka, Ayodhya, and Vaikuntha, he projects his own feelings onto them and presumes that they are anguished by not being with Krishna in Braj. In this way, nothing distracts Swarupa from his meditation on the glories of Goloka, and he remains satisfied in all circumstances. By not seeing in those other devotees a mood like that of the residents of Braj, I may occasionally be disappointed, yet that only makes my love for Krishna shine forth more brightly, and so my disappointment becomes a cause of supreme joy. Commentary. Because the devotees of all the expansions of Godhead are eternally blissful, Swarupa sometimes notices that even outside Braj, even without Krishna's direct company, such devotees are happy. That anyone could think himself happy without being in the mood of Braj disturbs Swarupa occasionally. But that very agitation impels his love for Krishna in Goloka to increase. He can thus remain happy even while passing through Vaikuntha or the material world. How much can I say about that supreme reality? Oh, the world of Goloka, its multitude of residents honored by all the worlds, always perceive its greatness. So now I have said enough. To all who live with the Lord in that abode, I offer my obeisances. Commentary. Goloka is the ultimate reality, and the essence of that reality is pure love for the lotus feet of Sri Nandanandan. Hearing about and describing the wonderful sports of Krishna in Goloka and in Mathura Goloka Gokula on earth are the most worthwhile engagements for anyone. Ultimately, however, one can only say so much, and one must finish by simply offering one's respects to the most fortunate inhabitants of the Lord's abode. By honoring them, one honors their pure love for Krishna, a love which is the highest goal of all endeavors. Thus ends the sixth chapter of part two of Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, entitled The Bishtalabha, the attainment of all desires. Jagad Ananda, the bliss of the world.
It's often said that the devotees on the platform of Jnana Sunya Bhakti are not conscious of themselves as being the most superior devotees in all of creation. All they know is Krishna and their love for Krishna. I mean, I remember reading that somewhere, because they're Jnana Sunya, which means that they have no knowledge of Krishna's divinity nor of themselves as being the most favored devotees in all of creation, or should I say the all of spiritual world.
But still they're omniscient, and as serves purpose, such as preaching.
It's preaching. Yeah.
It will come out.
I guess it was just a special at Radhika's request.
I mean, almost he's coming down to Madhya Madhikari platform. He falls into ecstasy with Srila Prabhupada, whereas Prabhupada was always relating as a Madhya Madhikari. And even though it tells this wonderful story, it still doesn't work. In other words, the preaching still didn't make it happen what should have happened.
You lost me.
Well, he preached to him with the idea that, you know, he's going to attain love of God just by hearing it.
The mature Brahman.
Mature Brahman, but that's not what he's going to experience. So then he does the last resort, which is that he just blesses him.
What is that blessing called? Is there a name for it?
Say which.
What is that blessing called?
Kripa. Kripa City. Someone just gives their mercy. Causeless mercy, which is rare. Gop Kumar didn't get it from anyone anyway. I mean, he got mercy, but not mercy that takes you from 0 to 100. He had to work for it, no matter who he was with.
What drove him?
That spontaneous attachment that he brought from his previous life. I'm interested in that. There was a very interesting statement that Krishna seemed like they were, what did he do? Krishna assembled the newly arrived devotees and he told them, okay, you all have to make sure you stay here and associate with Nanda Maharaj, and because they were cowherds, so he's telling them to associate Nanda Maharaj. I imagine those who are gopis, he tells them to associate with gopis, the newly arrived.
That's the conception you conjure, is that we're saying it from that description in the verse.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the commentary that he instructed the newly arrived devotees
to stay here.
And that's, Prabhupada said this thing that you know, spiritual master introduces you to Krishna and leaves you alone with him. You know, think of, devotees may think of a variety of things, but this is certainly one of the things. The Krishna says, well, nice that you're here. Now you should keep company with those who are of the same mood as you. Cowherd boys, gopis, young, old. That's nice. And Krishna then takes special attention to those who are newly arrived. But it gives the same idea, the same thing happens to both of them, as they just popped in. I have to go back and read what Vishwanath Chakravarti, whether he's actually talking about the planet where Krishna appears, or whether he's talking about Goloka, that you have to take birth.
That reference that you sent.
I think it's in Raghavatmachandrika, no?
You said it was Raghavatmachandrika. I never referenced it, but that's what you said.
Uh-huh.
Raghavatmachandrika.
Is that, you know, wherever in the material world Krishna's appearing, or in Goloka, that people just appear? And then he raises this point that it's what people think, where did this person come from, and who's his parents. And that's what seemed to happen to the two of them, unless we're really missing something in the story.
When they appear in Goloka.
Yeah. He's just.
But I always thought they get their identity of the parents and family in Gokul.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that their identity of who their parents are is obtained in Gokul.
Yes, yeah.
And their counterparts are there in Goloka.
The counterparts there in Goloka. So therefore, if they just come in at the age of 12 years old, 13 years old, there's nothing special about it.
Because the counterparts are already there.
Because everyone's, they're already thinking that, are they thinking, or that they've been there, or just because they don't, because although he says it don't make a difference, but there seems to be a difference between here and there.
But the point was also made that they're manifest also in both places.
Talks about different different entities, an interesting thing, that they may be different.
But wasn't the point made elsewhere that a point was made elsewhere in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that devotees are manifesting themselves just as Krishna manifests himself in different places.
Yes.
The devotees also manifest themselves in different places at the same time.
Yeah.
As it specifically states that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess you could say they're different in that sense that, you know, Kashyap is different from Nanda Maharaj, but his father of Vamandev, but this is an expansion with Krona and Dara. But yeah. Anyway, crystals are the thing to look up and study. Siddhanta Bodhicitta.
I just read it at first.
Keeps the mind engaged.
Just read it.
Very, very interesting. Ooh, 8 o'clock. Very interesting. Sorry, I hogged all the reading.